Waiata, haka, wiri, and pukana are all components of kapaka that are well known throughout the world. Māori culture, the idea of clean, green Aotearoa, and of course, the portrayal of our men, are images that are promoted to the world. Our most famous haka, kamate, is performed by the All Blacks before their games. However, waiata and haka are but one aspect of te ao Māori. And today, I lay the challenge when I say my culture is more than a performance. You see, a performance is a one-hit wonder. But as you can see, I am not a performance, a one-hit wonder, and neither is my culture. According to the internet, culture is characteristics and knowledge of a group of people, encompassing language, religion, cuisine, stories, social habits, music, and arts. Although those are true, we all have our own interpretation or understanding of culture. Let me tell you a story of one of our tūpuna and what they've done. Guess what? I read a book. A book that one of my nanas wrote. It was called Mists of Time. Reading this book, I come across a story about the Lady of the Mist. Woo! Rehua was her name, and Rehua was one of the last Māori, woman to do traditional Māori huimati rituals. When Rehua and her kaiawhina dealt with the death of people of great importance, when rangatira died, Rehua would take the head to preserve and leave the body next to a special pūriri tree guarded by the kaiawhina. Once all the skin fell off, they took away the bones to a special creek where they would wash them. Afterwards, they then make their way up to Te Ramuro, to a cave where previous tūpuna were interned. The reason I shared this story is because it explains an important part of te ao Māori, tikanga. Like Rehua, we need to know the things that we can and can't do, and be aware of the consequences when we transgress. Tikanga are important practices that ensure that what we do and how we do them is done right. Let me reiterate, my culture is so much more than a performance. Take for instance our names. Prior to contact and the influence of Christianity, our tūpuna names would often have a meaning behind them. However, once the influence of the Pākehā became concrete in the collective psyche of Aotearoa, Māori people started to name their children with Pākehā names. My great-grandparents grew up in the time where they were strapped for speaking their language. As a result, they didn't want their children to feel what they felt. When they had children, they gave them English names. This became the norm for my whānau, until my parents had me. I'm the first great-grandchild in my whānau since that time to be given a Māori name. My name is Kahu Te Aterangi, a name which means cloak around the universe. A name that is from Ngāti Porou. I am not from Ngāti Porou. But my mum really liked the name when reading the book Whale Rider. And so, ta-da, here I am. Hi. Regardless of the origin of the name, to me, the value of having a name that is Māori far outweighs where it traditionally comes from. What was it? Oh. sorry. My culture is more than a 30-minute performance. Often we would hear waiata and haka that talk about identity and belonging. This is the concept of tūranga waiwai. I am, from what some people would say, the centre of the universe. Pākanai is full of history. Pākanai was named by Kupe because of the abundance of mullet, the part of the kanai. It was in Pākanai that Kupe made his home. It is in Pākanai that you'll find Whiria, the home of Rahiri. We all know the history there. The concept of identity and belonging is of utmost importance to Māori. Being connected and knowing how you connect ensures that you don't marry your cousins.